50-some years.
Does that sound right?
I don't know if it's 50.
I don't know if he's pulling my leg or not. I said, you know, 50-some years to just be that dormant. He said, the conditions get right.
Poplar is one of those. I don't know if it's 50. Seems like that ragweed. Ragweed will sit down in the forest floor, and after the trees start growing, and they say it can last 75 years.
Really?
That's what they say. Newer seeds get others, you know, like an acorn. If it doesn't sprout this year, it rots away. But some lots of seeds can sit there a long time. And pine poplar is a big one. I don't know if it's 50, but it's a long, long time.
Did you go to Texas?
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
So I get to gavel us in at 7 o'clock.
What's that?
I get to gavel us in at 7 o'clock.
Is it 7?
Almost.
You could use your revolver.
My revolver. That's the town of Columbia.
My bad.
All right. 7 o'clock, we'll call the, April 22nd, 2015 meeting of the Fluvanna County Planning Commission to order. Begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Excuse me. First order of business will be the director's report.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmer. We have a couple items to report. The Board of Supervisors did vote to renew the Bowlesville Agricultural Forestal District for another 8 years. At the last April 1st meeting, and April 15th meeting last week, they did vote to approve ZMP 1405 with an additional proffer that multifamily was proffered out by the applicant at the meeting.
What was the additional proffer?
Multifamily was
okay.
Disallowed under the approval, but that was approved by the Board of Supervisors last week. And that's all I have to report right now.
All right. Any questions for Jason? No. I will go to our first of two public comment sections. This public comment section is for items that aren't otherwise on our agenda tonight. So if you would like to address the Planning Commission, please step forward to the podium and state your name and address. All right, seeing none. Close the public comments section. Note that Mr. Gaines joined us.
And a record should show that Mr. Bibb is not here.
All right, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes from our March 25th, 2015 meeting. There were some changes in the original packet that went out that I shared with Deidre, so that y'all have the updated, I think, or the right. Or the corrected version.
I've made a few corrections, just the typos.
Okay.
Except for other than that, I think they could be approved as submitted.
With the typographical, yeah. Which you can give to Deidre.
Yes.
Oh, great. All right.
So all of that, I think. Move that we accept the minutes as submitted.
We have a motion to accept the minutes as submitted with a couple of typographical corrections.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 4-0. So we will move on to our first of our public hearings. This is SUP 1501 Stubbin North America.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Zimmer, members of the commission. So, special use permit request incorporated to amend their existing conditions in the special use permit that was amended back in 2004. And it's tax map 10, section 80, part 54A. Just a little over 34 acres. It's owned agricultural. And they are proposing to delete condition number 4 and replace it as follows. As condition number 4 currently reads, it states regular daily or weekly influx traffic on the access road shall not be permitted. The warehouse shall not be used as a display center that is open to regular, daily or weekly visitors. So the applicant has requested to strike that condition and leave it from the existing conditions and replace it with proposed condition number 4, which reads specialty retail sales by appointment only. With hours of operation to be 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Sunday. This is the location. The access is off of Wounded Knee Lane. It's a private access easement off of Troy Road. And the 34-acre parcel delineated the goal here. Aerial photograph, same image, but it shows the aerial image process. This is looking north along Troy Road. This is the entrance to Wounded Knee Lane. It travels you back to the property. This is Wounded Knee Lane headed towards the subject property. And the existing is the existing building of Student North America. Again, the request is to amend existing conditions to allow specialty retail sales by appointment only. The commission may want to consider traffic entering and exiting property, noise, dust, increasing potential increase in traffic. Mr. Jim Irwin is the applicant and operator, and he could not be present tonight, so he sent one of his associates to answer his questions as the avenue.
Any questions for Mr. Tugwell? Would the applicant like to share anything with us, or?
I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay.
We would really
like to do that. Any questions for the applicant? No. Okay. We'll.
Mr. Chairman, I have an observation by way of history in this. If you look at the existing condition, it deals with two subjects. One is suppliers and vendors, and the other one is customers. And the idea was clearly you have to have suppliers arrive periodically. And as I recall, the representation was made that the way they get supplies is UPS trucks. That was my memory. And that was, you know, that was all they needed. They didn't need any, you know, semis going in 3 times a day, that kind of thing. And that's where that condition came from as far as the vendors are concerned. The second part was that the board, was concerned about traffic coming in and out for customers. And that's where the second part of it came from. My question is, the question is whether the applicant has considered both aspects of that condition, because the proposal is to delete that condition and substitute this one, which would deal with the customers, but it wouldn't address the issue of suppliers. And I don't have any particular feeling about it one way or the other, but Ms. Eager, were you on the commission with us?
Yes.
So you remember what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I don't have any particular feeling about it one way or the other, but I wanted to point out to you that condition did have two subjects, and that's not a coincidence. It was done on purpose. And whether you wanted to inquire into that.
Can I ask you about that? We are the wholesale, right now we're a wholesale distributor for Steuben, and we only sell Steuben products. So we do not have any 18-wheelers that come down the road because they cannot fit. So we have imports every 2 weeks of our saddles and leather goods, and then about once a month, sometimes it stretches out to a month and a half, we'll have a delivery of steel products, stirrups, bits. They come from Pakistan, Vietnam, and China. And they come on straight truck, so we're getting those straight trucks once every 2 weeks, and then another one every month or so. UPS does come once a day at 4:30 to pick up and drop off. And the customers that we're looking to reach, we have found the internet has really impacted our business. People don't want to go directly to a tax store because they want the best deal. So we've had to start offering some direct sales over the internet. Then we have Google Maps, which all of a sudden someone will show up at our front door and knock and say, I found you on Google Maps, I want to come see, come in, you know. And so we said, we can't tell you anything, we'll show you our warehouse a little bit. If you've ever been in there, it's very impressive. It's a beautiful remodel job of a farm that probably would have fell into disrepair. So I think it's a really viable business in this county. But if we do retail sales, we would anticipate if we did once a week, one person coming in to look at our saddle or to place a custom order for a saddle, we'd be thrilled. So that's what we're talking about 5 people coming down the road. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any feeling about this one way or the other, but I just wanted to point out that if you delete this condition and substitute the new proposed condition, you will not be regulating the suppliers.
Right.
And if you don't think that's important, that's fine, but I just want to point it out to you.
I was on the Planning Commission when this came in before, and they explained it just like you did, that it's, I believe he said that in Fluvanna was the only Steuben distributor in this country.
Yes, we have
seen that. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty impressive, I think, for Troy.
And yeah, we also employ 6 people who live in Fluvanna and are taxpayers of Fluvanna. And I'm very happy to have a job that is 15 minutes from my house.
Would there ever be any reason that a larger vendor trucks would come in?
No, they can't turn around.
And you don't use any other vendors other than for your steel and Steuben from is Germany, right?
Yes, Switzerland and Germany.
And that comes, like you said, once a week?
Every other week.
So that part of the business, the supply side of the business, your product coming to you really isn't changing.
Yeah, we're only authorized to sell Steuben products.
So would y'all's needs be met trying to address the potential issue that Mr. Payne brought up? Would your needs be met if the first half of that condition were kept about deliveries?
That's the finish, yeah.
And then the second half, which did not allow, you know, visitors, customers to come on site, obviously that's a key part of what you're trying to change.
Right. Because okay. We don't think this on that business in that.
Any more questions for the applicant? Well, I will open it up to the public hearing. If anybody would like to address the Planning Commission on this, on SUP 1501, please step to the podium, state your name and address, and you'll have 3 minutes. Okay, we'll close the public comments. Discussion from the Planning Commission.
How would we, I guess we would just, will we reinstitute the first part of the previous SUP?
Sign back up over the existing condition. We'll answer your question when he gets this slide.
Gotcha.
What I would suggest is leave the first sentence and substitute the requested language for the second sentence.
And I just want to not get you in trouble since you said you weren't the owner. Are you comfortable making that decision here tonight?
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
So if you wanted to do that, just move approval of the amendment to the condition number 4, leaving the first sentence as is, deleting the second sentence and substituting the requested language for the second sentence. So the condition would read, regular, parenthesis, daily or weekly influx of vendor or meeting traffic on the access road shall not be permitted. Specialty retail sales by appointment only with hours of operation to be 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Sunday. That would accomplish that.
Okay. Any other discussion?
What's meeting traffic?
I think, as I recall, it was you can't have meetings to, you know, talk about, I don't know, equestrian things. I don't remember what the specific discussion was. That's what I think it's intended to do. This one deals partially with the type of traffic, but also with the volume. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. To keep the volume down.
Right. Let's put it this way. Whatever it means the same thing.
Right. What it meant in 20.
What it meant then is the same thing it means now.
Okay. All right.
So any other discussion?
If there's no more discussion, I will make the motion, and I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval of SUP 1501, a request to amend SUP 0425 with respect to 34.501 acres of Tax Map 10, Section A, Parcel 54A, to delete the second sentence of Condition 4 and to replace it to allow specialty retail sales by appointment only, subject to the conditions in the staff report.
Okay, we have a motion.
And I take it you want to do it the way I read it.
Yes.
Yes.
That would make it clear.
Okay.
Okay. So we have a motion by Ms. Eager.
Second.
We have a second. Mm-hmm. All in favor of approving SUP 1501, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. The chair votes aye. SUP is passed.
By a vote of 4-0.
By a vote of 4-0. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you ever
want to
visit?
Thanks.
All right. No presentations, no site development plans, no subdivisions. Am I correct in hearing that there's nothing for the comp plan because we haven't heard back, or is it? There's nothing for the comp plan? On my way to setting a record.
Wow.
Does anybody have any new business we need to bring up this evening? Planning staff?
We're almost finished with the subdivision street database of which roads are meant to be taken in by VDOT. And we'll be bringing that to the Board of Supervisors at some point later this spring, early summer.
How many roads is that going to be that don't meet VDOT standards that the residents think should be in VDOT?
Several.
I guess that's an underestimate, several.
And
this is your definition of several.
Yeah.
We are going to have a work session next month. Mr. Tugwell, there's one rezoning. Applicants requested that we discuss that at the work session.
Yes, rezoning Greenmount Chilla Road 53 on the Mr. Peters property there.
Stephen Peters.
Yeah. Mm. The request for rezoning from A1 to B. Mm.
Okay.
Oh, yes, Mr. Thompson, the extension agent, is going to try to make it to our May 27th meeting to discuss agritourism.
Great.
And cash proffers, I think Mr. Lindsay's been working on finance. With the finance office on some information. We're gonna bring that back before you all. We talked about it last summer, but we're waiting until the CIP was approved by the board. So we'll bring some information back to you all on that. And comprehensive plan?
Waiting on that last bit of clarification from Ms. Wilkins, and then beyond that, I think we're really ready to start
other new business? Do I have to entertain a motion to adjourn, or do I just adjourn?
I'll make the motion if you want to go.
There you go. I can't remember what Barry does.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.
Mr. Gaines just wants to be the, make the popular motion.
There you go.
And just for the record, Ms. Creasy was wrong with her prediction. She was an hour and, she was 1 minute and 40 and 14 seconds too pessimistic.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.